Hello, family of grace. Welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan. Wonder Chapter Edition. Today's Wonder Chapter is from Nehemiah Chapter 6. And as you listen to the word of prayer, Almighty Love and Good One, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the gift of life, One. Thank you for the gift of everything that you have done for us, Father. All the small things that you take for granted, Father. We are sorry. We want to thank you for always being there for us, for always finding peace, Father. All those who are sick, all those who are in pain, you put them into your hands, that you may stretch your healing hands upon them to touch them and heal them and remind them to give them the strength that they are not alone, Father. All those who have been abandoned, all those who are fighting, Father, may you help them fight their battles and may you fill them with courage and strength to remain firm and trust in you, knowing that you have something planned for them. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go to Nehemiah chapter 6. Further opposition to rebuilding. When word came to Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem, the Arab, and the rest of our enemies, that I had rebuilt a wall and not a gap was left in it, though up to that time I had not set the doors in the gate, Sanballat and Geshem sent me this message: "Come, let us meet together in one of the villages on the plain of Ono." But they were scheming to harm me. So I sent messengers to them with this reply: "I am carrying on a great project and cannot go down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and go down to you?" 4 times they sent me the same message, and each time I gave them the same answer. Then the 5th time, Sanballat sent his aide to me with the same message, and in his hand was an unsealed letter in which was written, "It's reported among the nations, and Geshem says it's true that you and the Jews are plotting to revolt, and therefore you are rebuilding the wall. Moreover, according to these reports, you are about to become their king and have appointed some prophets to make this proclamation about you in Jerusalem. There is a king in Judah. Now this report will go back to the king. So come, let's meet together." I sent him this reply: "Nothing like what you are saying is happening. You are just making it up out of your head. They were all trying to frighten us, thinking their hands will get too weak for the work and it will not be completed. But I prayed, now strengthen my hands. One day, I went to the house of Shemiah, son of Delilah, the son of Mehetabel, who was shut in his home. He said, 'Let us meet in the house of God inside the temple, and let us close the temple doors, because men are coming to kill you. By night, they are coming to kill you.' But I said, 'Should a man like me run away, or should someone like me go into the temple to save his life? I will not go.' I realized that God had not sent him, but he had prophesied against me because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. He had been hired to intimidate me so that I would commit a sin by doing this, and that they would give me a bad name to discredit me. Remember Tobiah and Sanballat, my God, because of what they have done. Remember also the prophet Noadiah, and see how she and the rest of the prophets have been trying to intimidate me." So the wall was completed on the 25th of Elul in 52 days. When all the enemies heard about this, all the surrounding nations were afraid and lost their self-confidence because they realized that this work had been done with the help of our God. Also, in those days, the nobles of Judah were sending many letters to Tobiah, and replies from Tobiah kept coming to them. For many in Judah were under oath to him, since he was son-in-law to Shekaniah, son of Ara, and his son Jehohanan, and married the daughter of Meshulam, son of Berechiah. Moreover, they kept reporting to me his good deeds and telling me what I had said. And Tobiah sent letters to intimidate me. And this is where our Wonder Chapter for today ends. And I just have 2 things that I want us to pick from today's Wonder Chapter. The first one comes from verse 9. It says, "They were all trying to frighten us, thinking their hands will get too weak for the work and it will not be completed. But I prayed, now strengthen my hands." Amen. The Bible today is telling us as Christians, on this journey that we are going, not everyone is on our team. Not everyone is on the same side that we are in. And every time that we decide to do work that develops the kingdom of God, that develops our kingdom in heaven, they'll always try to set us back. Amen? They'll always try to pull us back. They'll always try to find a way to disrupt what we're doing, to slow down our progress. Because that's what the enemy wants. That's what the devil wants. The devil knows that if he slows down our progress, then less and less people will be turned to the kingdom of God. Amen? Less and less souls will be won for the Lord. Then that's why we see they try to frighten these people who are trying to rebuild the wall. Amen? And you all know the importance of walls. I think most of us have gated communities. We live in gated homes. We know walls play so many roles. They protect us. They protect us from the outside. Amen? They prevent us from mixing with the outside. They contain us in one place. And so many times as Christians, we have damaged walls. Damaged by lies, damaged by unfulfilled promises, damaged by not wanting to forgive. There's so many things that damage our walls. And every time we try to rebuild it, the devil will always come and try to find a way to disrupt us. It will always come and try to find a way to stop you from rebuilding your wall. It will always try to find a way to threaten and frighten you. Amen? But the Bible is telling us that we have to pray. Pray, 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 pray. We see these people had to pray for strength of their hands to complete this wall that they were rebuilding. And that just shows us that there is nothing that we can fail to achieve once we put it in prayer. Praying is the answer to every problem that we are facing. It may not come today, it may not come right now, it may not come tomorrow, but when the time is right, trust me, it's going to come. And that's why we ought to always pray. We should not get tired of praying. We should not get tired of kneeling down and telling God what's up. Because people will always try to fight against you. And if you're not strong enough, if your faith is not set, and then you will stop rebuilding your temple and you will allow the enemy to win. You will allow the enemy to emerge victorious in your place. And one of the ways that we can build our faith is by praying, praying, and praying. And lastly, verse 13. He had been hired to intimidate me so that I would commit a sin by doing these, and they would give me a bad name to discredit me. Amen? Our enemies are watching. They are watching every step that we make. Amen? They are watching everything that we do, so that once we fall, they come and use the chance to come and waylay us off from the highway of the Lord, to come and diverge us into paths that we are not meant to take. So we ought to be careful. We ought to remember that every time we fall, we have to stand as Christians. Don't get comfortable in sin. Don't sit down and be like, oh, for me now, I'm a sinner. I cannot fight this vice. The Lord wants to use you. The Lord wants to use you. The Lord wants you to be an example. Stand up. Don't allow to fall down and remain there. No. The devil is going to be very happy once it pulls you, once it drags you. It will intimidate you. It will show you things. You know, when you're looking at a mirror in a car, and they say images may appear closer than they actually are. That's what the devil is going to do. It's going to put a big mirror in front of you. And you know, when you're looking at a mirror, you can't see in front. Like the mirror shows us what is behind. Literally, like what is behind us. If you put a mirror on your face, you'll see what you'll be able to see what is behind you, but you won't be able to see what is in front of you. And that's what the devil will do. Don't allow the devil to intimidate you, especially using your path. Do not give him that opportunity. And that's the message that I had for you. I want you to get some time, Read Nehemiah chapter 6. What do you get? What do you understand? What message comes across your head? Feel free to write to us at dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com or send us a direct message at Instagram or Twitter at dailygracewithalan. We'd love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty King of Kings, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for always protecting us, for guiding us, for always being there for us, Father. All the times that we have gone wrong, all the times that we have betrayed you, all the times that we have sinned, we pray that may you please forgive us, and may you give us the strength to always remain stand still, that no matter what we go through, we'll be able to face any intimidation that the enemy wants to bring to us, to disorganize our path to your glory. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that is Son Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.